This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we woke up to some very, very alarming news as Brussels Airport and Blair Metro were attacked by presumed suicide bombers. Thus far, the death toll has been 34 and hundreds other injured. They say a series of deadly terrorist attacks struck Tuesday this morning with two explosions at the city's main international airport in a soft area of the airport, an airport where I believe passengers come in, like in the ticketing area, where it's not through the security checkpoints. And then, of course, in a subway, there were two explosions actually at the airport, and then a third in a subway station. They say this was near the headquarter complex of the European Union. They said at least one of the two airport explosions was touched off by a suicide bomber. 34 people were killed, 14 at the airport, 20 at the subway station, many more wounded, including 92 at the airport and 106 at the subway station. According to Prime Minister Charles Michel of Belgium, says we were fearing terrorist attacks, and that has now happened. On Twitter, he called the people to avoid all movement as the authorities braced for possible additional violence. In the afternoon, they say Amaq, a news agency affiliated with the Islamic State, issued a bulletin saying the militant group was responsible for the attacks. They said Islamic State fighters carried out a series of bombings with explosive belts and devices on Tuesday, targeting an airport and a central metro station in the center of the Belgian capital, Brussels. They said it's a country participating in the coalition against the Islamic State. Islamic State fighters opened fire since the Zaventem airport before several of them detonated their explosive belts as a martyrdom bomber detonated his explosive belt in the Malbik metro station. This obviously occurred 4 days after the capture of Salah Abdel Salam. He was Europe's most wanted man that was captured finally on Friday. He was the sole survivor of the 10 men believed to have been directly involved in the attacks in Paris that killed 130 people back in November 13th. So, the French government has ordered 1,600 extra police officers to patrol the nation's borders, train stations, airports, ports. The National Assembly, the lower house of parliament, did observe a moment of silence, and the Eiffel Tower is going to be lit with the colors of Belgium's flag on Tuesday night. So, you know, when you see this, it just reminds us never to let our guard down. And it also reminds us how vulnerable we are. And I was listening to one of the news stations, and they were discussing how, you know what, America's going to be fine. You know, Belgium is there in the heart of Europe, so it's much easier for the Islamic State to fight and to carry out these attacks there, the Islamic militant state. And, you know, they were that, but no. Okay, America's not safe just because we're across the water. There are cells, there are groups all over. And when you hear these people talk and the naivety, and of course it's on national television, globally is being watched. I'm like, I think we in the media need to put the message out that no, we in America are not thinking we're safe because we're not living in Europe. Okay, I understand a lot of that was going on in Paris and Brussels, so I understand the proximity issue. But please, nobody should let our guard down. I mean, look at what happened with September 11th. Look at what happened with the initial World Trade Center bombings. I mean, yeah, our troops, our first responders, our army and military, we are, our security forces, we are on our toes. But when you look and see how this happened, all right, I mean, yeah, you know, we were being told by witnesses that, yeah, there was security at the airport, but was it just for a sense of security or were they really screening people? I mean, you know, if anybody could walk into an airport, I mean, look at the airports these days now. Okay, yeah, you know, going through security is a big, huge hullabaloo, and it's an area of the airport, and that's where you're standing in line, and then you have to go through, and you have to get screened, et cetera. But what about all the parts pre-security? What about the ticketing? Right? What about where people are standing waiting for cabs? Right? What about, well, you aren't supposed to go into baggage claim, but still. You know, there's so many areas where people are going in and out that it could be very easily for a suicide bomber to come in. Look at all the stores. Look at all the malls. Israel deals with this on an everyday basis. I'd like to know who is consulting Israel and getting advice. I'd really like to know that. Wasn't it a 4th of July years ago where somebody walked into, I believe it was LAX, started shooting people, and it was security through the El Al terminal, or it was a El Al ticket desk that took the person out. Please consult Israel on this, okay, because they go through this all the time. You know, I've ridden the subway in New York multiple times and in Washington, D.C. Love the subway. But it seems very, very easy for somebody who wanted to do harm to get in there and do harm. So I don't know what the answer is. Okay, I mean, the government is spending all sorts of money on climate change, and they're spending all sorts of money on, you know, giving illegal immigrants college, you know, free college. I would, you know, I would just say maybe temporarily shunt the funds to having more security forces and, you know, training such that every subway outlet, every airport area of the airport entrance, every, you know, schools, all have protection. If you told me what, you know, make a choice, have somebody in our schools that could protect against domestic or international terrorism, or, you know, let's put money towards climate change, I would say, I'm sorry, let's get our kids protected now. Okay, now I'm not dissing climate change. I mean, climate change is occurring. I just don't know what money Congress could fund and what legislation we could do, you know, to, you know, change the weather patterns. And so it's very scary. It's very frightening. Our prayers are to the people of Brussels. And one of our friend's nephew is a missionary right now, and he was injured, unfortunately, in the bombings. This affects all of us, okay? Whether we have family, friends, or not, this affects all of us. So be aware, be ready, and don't let your guard down. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. So also in breaking news, former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has died after battling cancer. He was only 46 years old, and he had a very, very aggressive cancer we're going to talk about. It was called a pleomorphic liposarcoma. I need to double check that. I'm having computer issues, which is a very, very aggressive cancer. I'll reconfirm that once I get my computer back up and running. We're having internet issues. I apologize. Yeah, pleomorphic liposarcoma. He married father to young children, died 18 months of treatment. This is a very rare cancer that was diagnosed in the midst of his 2014 bid to be reelected mayor. He would have turned 47 years old May 28th. He had undergone surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital in May 2015. From what I understand, he tried multiple treatments. And the surgery was hailed as a success. He had actually multiple surgeries. Unfortunately, the discovery of two new tumors months later merited repeated rounds of chemotherapy, and it kept him away from the council chamber and City Hall. He unfortunately succumbed to this cancer, and he had, been really battled in the news and in the media for his history of drug use. And, you know, I want to bring up how I've noticed people who have abused drugs to an extensive extent, and I don't really know how former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's drug use was or the degree of that, okay? I just remember that, you know, he was a top news hit in the media when he had been running. But I'm noticing more and more people, young people in their 40s, die of an aggressive form of cancer who use drugs. We had a very, very good friend years ago, our kids played in a, like, a Mommy and Me group. And, you know, he had been known to, I don't want to use the word experiment, but beyond experiment. And last year I found out he died of aggressive cancer. And, you know, many people that do drugs, they smoke, you know, but I've seen many smokers, you know, last way into their 60s and 70s, don't necessarily die as quickly as these people. He was only 46. Our friend was in his 40s. So what's concerning about that is I've seen people get their act together. They finally get their act together. They go through rehab. They overcome their addiction only to turn around and get cancer and die. So what sort of damage is happening when you're doing drugs? All right, well, let's take a look at crystal meth or cocaine or speed. It puts the heart through a lot of extra work. Now, that shouldn't cause heart cancer. I mean, we've seen it cause heart disease. But maybe medicines like that, and again, this really hasn't been studied. There was a study back in the 1970s looking at, drug use and cancer. But, and obviously there's been many studies beyond that as well. But you don't really hear people saying, look, you know, if you dropped acid, if you did a lot of coke, et cetera, you're going to die of cancer. We don't get a lot of those studies or those stories out or those headlines. So let's just look at what cocaine and methamphetamine does. It raises heart rate. It increases contractility. So you end up pumping your heart more. Well, that eventually causes wear and tear on the heart. I mean, your pump could only work so much. That's why people with lower heart rates do better than people with higher heart rates. The lower your resting heart rate, the healthier you are and the longer your longevity. So, somebody at a higher heart rate is using their heart more. Well, somebody whose heart isn't pumping as well as it should, then isn't perfusing other organs. So, let's say you do end up having a cell turn cancerous and turn rogue, and you want to fight it. Your lack of very well perfused organs may not be able to fight it as well. And so, that could be one theory. What about marijuana? Well, we don't have a lot of studies on marijuana and lung cancer. We have a lot of studies where many marijuana smokers smoke regular cigarettes, and because they smoke regular cigarettes, they're more at risk for lung cancer. But we don't have a lot of studies looking at marijuana directly causing lung cancer. My guess is it does, okay? I mean, my guess is any contaminants or particulates that get into the alveoli and the area where the gases exchange, you know, the oxygen from the lungs gets into the blood, and then the blood gives off the carbon dioxide that gets breathed out. So any particulates or matter or foreign substances or pollution that gets trapped in the lungs can become cancerous. Eating marijuana, brownies, I don't know. Hasn't been around enough to study. It hasn't been legalized enough for us to be able to study it. Same thing with drug use. You know, you don't have people that you could volunteer going, look, okay, well, I'm going to take this. You know, I'm going to, drop acid for this trial period just for you to study me. We can't, when the drug is illegal, it's very hard to do these studies.
Can I be part of that study?
Yeah, I know. I know. All we could do is retrospectively go back and go, well, look, these people were on drugs, heavy use of drugs, and look, he ended up getting cancer. So hallucinogens, hallucinogens, what could those do? Obviously their effect is on the nervous system. It's on the brain. I don't see how those would specifically cause cancer. But again, everything depends on the nervous system. The nervous system sends signals. So if signals are supposed to be sent to be able to fight cells going rogue and cancer cells, etc., then logic dictates whatever messes with the nervous system could put you at risk as well. So, when I see young people, 40, 60s young, have aggressive cancer, of course I'm going to blame drugs. And then you also wonder, was current drug use going on with some of these people while they were getting their chemotherapy, such that the chemotherapy just couldn't work? You know, your body is so used to getting chemicals that all of a sudden a chemical comes into the system and they're like, okay, no. We're not going to respond as well. So, sad case. I'm not even sure. I thought his brother was running. I'm not sure whatever happened with that. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In good news, we have a Massachusetts boy who saved his mother's life during a seizure. A 4-year-old boy is being hailed as a hero. What a good boy. As his mother, Ashley, who suffers from regular seizures, had a seizure so bad that she fell and hit her head. The boy sprung into action, found his mom's cell phone, called 911, and waited on the line till help arrived. And Matthew Fontaine is a little boy. The mom, Ashley, said, I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is it. This is the seizure that's going to kill me. Matt had been taught how to help if he was alone with his mother, Ashley, suffered a seizure. Now he wants to be a rescue worker when he grows up. He's just a little 4-year-old baby. Yeah, I made my kids learn that. What I did is, I don't have seizure disorder, thank God, but what I did when the kids were really young is I'm like, all right, guys, okay, I'm going to, I want you guys ready and prepared if anything happens, if Dad or me or Grandma or Grandpa are lying down or on the ground, okay, I want you guys to know what to do. So I would have the cell phone in my pocket, and I would pretend to faint. And the kids would come over, and they would frisk me. Yeah, they pulled out any of the Jolly Ranchers that were in my pockets, any chocolate, they would eat that. They would, make fun of, try to draw a mustache on my nose. But then they would eventually find the cell phone. And then they would show me that they would call 911. And I would, pretend and fall, on my left side, and then have to, roll me over carefully to get to the cell phone, or call a landline, et cetera. Because a lot of homes now, we don't do landlines. We're saving the $50 a month, right? I think a landline is important for safety, just in case anything happens, like we get attacked by zombies or whatever. But most of us, we don't have landlines, so we have cell phones. So what to do? How to, call 911. We have a ham radio. We just in case we need to contact somebody, we'll do. And then I have my ISDN. I don't know if I still have my ISDN. Yeah, ISDN is a lost art now in terms of being able to submit radio. Many of us now go through the internet and computer. We are going to be so screwed if we ever lose computer or internet. But my suggestion is do the drills. I mean, when we were kids in school, there were fire drills, right? How many of you guys are doing fire drills in your house or in your apartment complex? How many times when you go into a Walmart do you tell the kids to look for the exits? You don't. You walk in, you yell at them, you say, no, I'm not buying you a toy. I need to run in and get some feminine products. Shut up and leave me alone. I mean, nobody is thinking, where are exit? Where are safe zones? Nobody thinks like that. You need to. I teach my kids that all the time. Right? If there's somebody that right now decides to drive in your lane, where are you going to go? Okay, you go right, you go over here. Always know your exit plan. And so when it comes to health, you should do that with the kids. And the kids are never too young. Okay, 2-year-olds are a lot smarter than we nowadays. Okay, they know how to work a cell phone. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had emailed me a few days ago over the weekend on China buying up the U.S. and will China later run our health care? It's interesting. I knew, you know, Chinese companies. Apparently, there's been a lot of Chinese nationals buying homes, so we know a lot of homes have been bought And we may even want to credit them to the little bump in real estate in certain areas throughout the country. But I decided to kind of look at what companies are being owned by the Chinese that used to be, you know, pretty big American companies. On Friday, and I guess this is what spurned their email, Starwood Hotels agreed to be acquired by Anbang, a Chinese insurance company that has been buying up U.S. hotels. I think it went for $13 billion. Marriott had tried to make a deal to buy Starwood and is apparently considering a counterbid, but they don't know if Marriott will continue a bidding war with China. And if the Starwood deal goes through, it would be the largest acquisition ever of a U.S. company by a Chinese firm. Now, we know Chinese firms have been on a buying spree, okay? Though we've been told now that they've spent over $103 billion on acquisition of foreign firms. Not just U.S., it's in other places as well. But, guys, keep your eyes open here, okay? You know, this is huge. I guess they bought Smithfield Foods. I'm not very familiar with them, but they bought them. They bought Ingram Micro, General Electric Appliance Business. So GE is now China's. Really? Wow. Terex Corporation, I believe they do construction, agriculture, industry, etc. Legendary Entertainment Group, not really sure who that is. I think they did Jurassic Park, Straight Outta Compton, Motorola. When I grew up, it was Motorola, so I guess now it's Motorola Mobility. That was an $83.1 billion deal. I'm getting this from Fortune.com. AMC Entertainment Holdings. Is AMC the one that does, it's like a movie channel, and it's the one that does Hell on Wheels and Walking Dead? Yeah. They bought, acquirers Dali and Wanda. They bought AMC, which is the U.S. second largest movie chain. It's, wow. And then, yeah. So we have a lot of companies, but it sounds like China thinks they're getting a real good deal, out here. So, don't be surprised. And I guess, you know, if you want to sell your house and you're having trouble selling your house, Chinese investors may be the way to go. I'm not sure what that means in the long term, but it does make me a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing making me nervous is they say religion may be dying out as fewer people believe in God than 30 years ago. So the millennials don't seem to be praying. However, they say many millennials are believing that there's an afterlife. So we don't see a lot of praying. We don't see belief in God, but they believe that there's an afterlife. They say the biggest declines in belief of God was found among 18 to 29-year-olds. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, wait a second. You know, 18 to 29, that's when a lot of people start to kind of doubt what they learned in childhood and start to make their own decisions, and then when they get older, they start believing in God again. Yeah, but they already took an account for that, and they found that the 18 to 29-year-olds are less and less. They say increasing feelings of entitlement may be fueling a rise in believing in life after death, despite not accepting religion or God, academics suggested. This was a study of 59,000 Americans between 1972 and 2014, found that five times as many Americans admitted to never praying in 2014 compared to those who answered the same question in the 1980s. This is our fault, people, but I'll finish the study. They say twice as many said they did not believe in God over the same period. Dr. Gene Twenge of San Diego State University said Americans are becoming more secular. They say the one exception to the decline in religious beliefs was there was a slight increase in belief in the afterlife. She found that interesting. So, they say the biggest decline was in the 18 to 29-year-olds. All right, I got something to say on that. Can I finish? All right, good. Okay, let's move on. This is our fault. Okay, many of us parents are not incorporating as much religion into our kids' growth. Okay, I remember my parents, we read Bible stories, we talked about the Bible at dinner, you know, we would pray before we ate, you know, things like that. Now, I mean, we're so busy between, you know, sports practices and school and work that we don't. You know, I never sat down with my kids and read Bible stories on my lap. You know, I took them to Sunday school and I had them go to Hebrew school, etc., but we didn't. You know, and again, I try to talk about religion. I encourage them to pray. I pray all the time. I pray multiple times a day. I just do. But I think another reason is we feel safe. Okay? You know, kids today, they aren't growing up in scenarios when we grew up and our grandparents and parents grew up. You know, I grew up with grandparents talking about the Holocaust. And so, you know, growing up in a Jewish family, it was, look, people are going to want to kill you. People don't like you. Right? And there are people out there that want to see Israel dead and Jews dead. So, you know, I learned to pray for peace for everybody, Jews, Christians, Muslims, everybody. And I just learned that, you know, life is very, very precious. And at any time, we could be attacked. All right, well, things started to be pretty safe in the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, most kids these days, they don't think they're going to be in a war. They don't think they're going to be drafted. You know, when I was a kid, you still heard about Vietnam. I mean, I was, you know, Vietnam ended when I was really little. And so, many people, they don't have death that close to them. I would like to see the numbers of people in areas of the country where they are more at risk, you know, and I don't know. It just, you know, complacency, unfortunately, puts us in a position where our guard is down. And you would think September 11th would have shooken a lot of people and made them think, you know, but no. And another thing that I think also takes people away from religion are our smartphones and our electronics, okay? We are being able to do things that at one point would have been considered magical. And we feel very powerful, all right? We feel like if we want to hear somebody, boom. If we want guidance, boom. We don't turn to the Lord. We turn to Google. That is frightening, all right? Why is Google guiding us?
Hail the mighty Google.
Yeah, I know. La. It's true. I mean, you know, I've done the same thing. I'm like, okay, should I get this car or this car? In the olden days, I would pray. I'm like, God, show me a sign. Which car would be safer for me to drive? Now, no. I go online and I check the safety. And look, I'm not saying Google's bad and education is bad, etc. But we're distracted more. All right. The first thing we think about is the internet in the morning, not God. That's wrong. The first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning is I thank God I'm alive. And I know some of you guys don't believe in God, and I'm not asking you to. Okay. The spirituality, whatever spirituality you have or whatever makes you tick and whatever makes you work, it works for you. As long as we're all good people, I don't care if you, believe, you know, in Christianity or Judaism or Muslim or whatever. As long as, you know, you stick to the basic principles of being good. I don't care. You can be an atheist. I'm fine with that. I'm proud of you for having, you know, whatever convictions you have. But if we are losing religion because we're being lazy and we're allowing kids to just be guided by the wrong things, you know, that's our fault for not, you know, showing how much of a priority it is. You know, we don't talk about religion. It's actually taboo. Anybody in the news going, well, you know, this happened and we thank the Lord and no, they would be laughed at. So, you know, we brought this on ourselves. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear a case filed by the states of Nebraska and Oklahoma to have Colorado's recreational marijuana laws declared unconstitutional. The justices have not commented on the decision to throw out the lawsuit, which Nebraska and Oklahoma filed directly in Supreme Court against the neighboring state. The suit contends that Colorado's law allowing adults recreational use of marijuana violates federal anti-drug regulations. The two states further argue that Colorado's sourced pot is spilling over their borders, impeding their anti-drug efforts and eating into their resources. Huh, that's interesting. In passing and enforcing Amendment 64, the state of Colorado has created a dangerous gap in the federal drug control measures enacted by the United States Congress. Marijuana flows from this gap into neighboring states, undermining their own marijuana bans, draining their treasuries, and placing stress on their criminal justice systems. They say Nebraska and Oklahoma further argue that marijuana and other drugs threaten public health and safety, especially children. The court declined to hear the case in an unsigned opinion. Conservative judges Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented, with Thomas writing the plaintiff states may have a reasonable case. The high court's decision comes while there's this shifting atmosphere with pot. I got something I want to say. They're concerned about kids getting access and secondhand smoke. Colorado stands by its law, and the Obama administration had sided with the state despite the federal government's opposition to marijuana legalization. So Colorado added that the Supreme Court was not the right place to take the case. The lawsuit was filed under the court's original jurisdiction, in which the high court justices ordered disputes between states that are not first heard by lower courts. Such lawsuits often take place between states fighting over their borders or over shared use of water from rivers, etc. At the end of the day, if officials in Nebraska and Oklahoma are upset about how much time and resources their police are spending on marijuana cases, as they said in their briefs, they should join Colorado in replacing prohibition with legalization. This is according to Tom Angel, chairman of the Marijuana Majority Advocacy Group. That will allow their criminal justice system to focus on real crime, and it will generate revenue that can be used to pay for health care, education, and public safety programs. Okay, so this legalization of marijuana is not going on without a hitch, okay? The one thing that I think I've noticed, and I think many of you could agree, is whether you are for medical marijuana or not, or legalized marijuana or not, all right, it sounds like it's being done halfway, half-assed, if I could say that word, okay? I think the way we are approaching the legalization of marijuana is so haphazard that there's no organization to it. It just, to me, looks a little chaotic, unorganized. Now, I don't want the federal government involved, okay? I love how states can be involved. I love how states have their rights and they can make decisions and keep the federal government, out of their hair. So I'm for that. But something's wrong, okay? You know, you have something that is legal, right, just along the state, and it spills over to a neighboring state who is trying to decrease drug use, all right? And if that border is as simple as one step, all right, and there's a lot of border towns, all right, what are neighboring states supposed to do? Now, it was interesting. We were driving along northern New York, getting ready to go into Toronto, and you could smell marijuana. I never thought that. We are driving outside. And as we are going across the border near Niagara Falls, it just stenched of pot. And I was like, okay, you know, let's walk faster because we're going to really get high. Because I guess, you know, it's legalized in Canada as opposed to not in America. In New York, that was at the time when we were in Niagara Falls. And so this is before the kids were born, so it had to have been in the 90s. I guess we're going to have to make some sort of effort to organize how we're going to do this. Having some states where pot is legal. And some of you have brought up, well, Dahlia, you know, gambling is only legal in certain parts of, you know, Nevada. Gambling was only legal in Nevada. Yeah, well, the gambling did not spill over to the border states that didn't want gambling. All right. When you went to Vegas, That casino was hugged up right to the border. And, you know, the parking lot was maybe a little bit more inward. I mean, there was a demarcation. Very hard to do that with marijuana. And so I'm not sure where this is going to go. I don't know if the government would have to later step in and say, look, we're making it legal. But that is kind of interesting, okay? I mean, if you are for legalized marijuana and the government is for legalized marijuana, why isn't the federal government just legalizing it? What I love the fact that this is a state's issue and states could decide what's legal in their state or not based on how they could control it. Because again, legalizing marijuana cannot be a very quick, swoop of an act. Okay, the infrastructure has to be there. We have to know how we're going to be handling accidents on the job, how we're going to be handling car accidents, what are we going to be doing with our kids and our students and exposure to marijuana and secondhand smoke and marijuana and e-cigs being blown next to somebody on the bus or in the subway. I mean, these are things that have to be organized, like I said. So I agree with states being in charge, but I'm still confused. Obama is very pro... All right, you know, legalizing marijuana, well then why is the federal government saying no, though it's anti-drug? They're on that point. And it's not just the Republicans. So I'm a little confused on how they're going to proceed. All right, but it's not as easy a cut and dry situation. Having a state where marijuana is legal and the surrounding states trying to deal with the aftermath and the overflow, not as simple. So it was interesting that the Supreme Court is not going to hear the lawsuit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Florida sees a spike in severe reactions to synthetic marijuana. It's called Spice or K2. Right now in St. Petersburg, Florida, it's hurt more than 10 people. They think the illnesses were due to a bad batch. According to Yolanda Fernandez, spokesperson for the St. Petersburg Police Department, she said that's why spice is so dangerous. You never know what you're getting. It's a group of chemicals, and as one group is outlawed, they change it for a different chemical. So synthetic marijuana basically is a blend of herbs and spices laced with cannabis-like chemicals, and it's supposed to be much stronger than regular marijuana. The actual effects can be unpredictable, according to the NIH. And, of course, I mean, you're trying to mix in a whole concoction of some sort of stuff and tell people to smoke it. It's dangerous stuff. According to Fox 13, police received 12 calls for issues related to suspected use of spice on March 19. 6 people were taken to the hospital, 4 arrested for possession of the drug. It's illegal. They were smoking spice, and they were dropping like flies. Police are concerned that the recent spike in spice-related overdoses is going to be coming because we got spring break. Many students are out of school, and I guess you could buy a stick of spice, okay? Not like speed stick. What was that old spice that, yeah, no. We're talking about a stick of the drug purchased for a buck. So, you know, we are we are now into the depth of spring break season. And it's dangerous stuff. I don't know what my kids, you know, if they ever go away for spring break. They're not old enough yet, and I'm not going to let them. But, no way. Spring break, you're going to stay with your mama. You're going to hang out with your mama. No, I want to go to the beach. I want to hit the beach. No, that's where stupid things happen. Just, you know, teach your kids and just, you know, tell everybody, don't be putting stuff you don't know into your mouth. I mean, everything is a chemical. I think all kids should get 4 years of chemistry and be blown away. I mean, I remember things blowing up in chemistry. And I remember you don't know what chemical you can mix with what to make that happen. All right, let people think about that with spice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.